Thank you. Thank you. All right. That's going to do it for me today. This is Bill Perry. This is Things to be Blown Around. I know it's a couple minutes early, but I don't feel like hunting anything down to play for like 2 minutes or 3 minutes or whatever. Please don't hate me. Anyway, we just got done hearing Burnt Friedman and Jackie Leibowitz, and the album is called Secret Rhythms 2. And Jackie Leibowitz, for those of you who know, was the drummer for Can. Can being one of the greatest experimental bands to ever come out of Germany, and actually ever in the world. And their whole thing was to create music and not like to try and write a song that would be a hit or something like that. And they would just create these like sounds and these rhythms. And Jackie Leibowitz was like this like incredible dance drummer, but I don't know how to explain it. It was like way beyond, wasn't like anything like a really bad disco drummer or something like that. He was like, just made these rhythms that were, you know, you just got into a groove with. And I can listen to him pretty much anytime, any place, and I can listen to all the time. And, you know, he's my second favorite drummer behind Ginger Baker, who's just the most insane drummer because, you know, it's like Ginger Baker, Jackie Leibowitz, it's Keith Moon, you know. You know, and I mean, I know there's some people that'll get all crazy about Neil Peart, and Neil Peart is, he's got his great moments or whatever, but he does all that where he does the rolls around the, you know, the whole drum set, and it gets to be a bit much for me sometimes, but, you know, and Keith Moon was just, he was like an animal, and you know, the things that he did was beyond human, you know, and that's why I guess he burned out quickly. Anyway, Jackie Leibowitz, if you get a chance to listen to a band called Can, C-A-N, and you know, they're definitely worth listening to. Try and find something that they did during the 70s, like Tango Mango, or You know, Igigi, I don't know how you pronounce it. Anyway, they have like a ton of albums. Can Opener is one of them. I'm not making that up. You know, just any of that kind of stuff is well worth listening to. And, I mean, the rest of the guys were great too, you know. Holger Zuke on bass. You know, he would play bass with fancy evening gloves on. Excuse me. Sorry. So, check out, Holger Zuke has a lot of records out, too. I think he works with Jaw Wobble sometimes. Jaw Wobble was in Public Image Limited with Johnny Rotten. As, you know, Johnny Rotten under his name, his real name, Johnny Lydon. But, there's so much music out there. You start talking about one person, and I'll go off on a tangent for hours. So anyway, enjoy your evening. I'm going to the Cinema Verde festival tonight. I have some artwork in there that I want to see, and plus my own work that's there. And I might try and catch either a lecture or a part of a movie. I can't stay too long. I love you, Mike Perry. I love you, Sam Perry. And I love the rest of the world, too. Y'all have fun. Love you, Wendy, Cindy, Sherry, anybody else that's out there. Bye.